capitalism kills the link between poverty and child deaths is as glaringly obvious as Boris's brand new John Lewis wallpaper. According to an NHS England funded report, about 700 child deaths could be avoided each year in England by reducing rates of social deprivation. I see this link every day in the eyes of a tired child who hasn't had a good night's sleep because of overcrowding in their home, or having to share a bed with mum or dad because they are in a single living accommodation. I see children who don't spend enough time with even one parent because of double shifts. Children are exposed to the daily struggles of debt-riddled parents and the effects of zero-hour contracts. There isn't any certainty with this government, which is happy to swipe away school meals during the holidays like Thatcher did with our milk in the 80s. Children in deprived areas don't have access to the same cultural experiences as privileged children, and learn early on that life for them is about struggle and survival. They see too much, too young, and some pay for it with their lives, having never stepped foot in a museum or a walk at the seaside. Like their parents, they are born into poverty and a cycle of debt and despair, with a growing lack of services to help lift them out. Rachel Lyon, education worker, Waltham Forest.